Yeah.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The Associated Press reports an Israeli airstrike hit a house in Gaza's southern city of Rafah Saturday, killing at least three people and leaving many injured. Meanwhile, the Israeli army Saturday released aerial video footage it says shows strikes on the Hamas infrastructures in Khan Yunis in southern Gaza Strip. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry said Saturday 174 Palestinians were killed and 310 were wounded in the past 24 hours. The ministry said at least 26,257 people have been killed since the beginning of the conflict October 7th, and nearly 65,000 have been wounded. The UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees, known as UNRWA, said Friday it fired several of its employees after Israeli authorities provided information alleging the employees' participation in the October 7th Hamas terror attack inside Israel. In a statement, UNRWA Commissioner General Philippe Lazzarini said to protect the agency's ability to deliver humanitarian assistance, he immediately terminated the contracts of the staff members and launched an investigation. Speaking to reporters Friday at UN headquarters in New York, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres spokesman Stéphane Dujarric said Lazzarini had briefed Guterres on the extremely serious allegations.
The Secretary General is horrified by this news and asked Mr. Lazzarini to investigate this matter swiftly and to ensure that any UNRWA employee shown to have participated or abetted in what transpired on October 7th or in any other criminal activity, be terminated immediately and referred for potential criminal prosecution.
UNRWA has about 13,000 Palestinian staffers in the Gaza Strip. More than 150 have been killed since the war started in October, following the Hamas terror attack that killed 1,200 people. The U.S. Central Command said early Saturday its forces struck an anti-ship missile it said was in a Houthi-held territory and aimed into the Red Sea and was prepared to launch. This is VOA News. Residents across the restive Caribbean nation of Haiti are wondering what awaits them after a court in Kenya blocked the deployment of a UN-backed police force to help fight gangs in the troubled Caribbean country. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Uncertainty and fear have been spreading since Friday's ruling, with violence reaching new records as gangs tighten their grip on Haiti's capital and beyond. Kenyan President William Ruto has said he would appeal the ruling. It's unclear how long that might take and whether other countries who pledged to send smaller forces to boost the multinational mission would consider going at it alone. Among those who planned to send forces were the Bahamas, Jamaica, Belize, Burundi, Chad, and Senegal. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
U.S. consumer prices rose marginally in December, keeping the annual increase in inflation below 3% for the third straight month, bolstering expectations that the U.S. Federal Reserve will start cutting interest rates later this year. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard has more.
The Fed meets next week to discuss when rates might begin to come down. The Commerce Department's Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, showed prices in December ticked up a mere 0.2%, in line with economists' expectations. Prices for all of 2023 increased by 2.6%. That's a significant drop from 2022, when they rose by more than twice that. The so-called core PCE, which strips out volatile food and energy prices, rose a modest 2.9% last year, the smallest advance since early 2021. Cooling inflation has bolstered expectations that the Federal Reserve could start cutting rates as soon as March.
That's Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard reporting. The southern U.S. city of Southern California city of San Diego, renowned for its mild, sunny weather, was cleaning up Friday after the heaviest rainfall ever recorded in that city in the month of January, a deluge that washed away parked cars, flooded homes, and closed a stretch of highway. Rain pounded San Diego at a rate of 1.3 centimeters per hour Monday as firefighters and lifeguards worked to rescue dozens of people from flash floods in a city that often touted as having the most pleasant weather in the U.S. Cleanup volunteer Dwayne Hill said clogged storm drains added to the problems caused by the rain.
These storm drains should have been cleaned and gutted out to carry down the sewer line where the water should go. But now we're here picking up all the debris. Many people were displaced, living in hotels and not shelter, lost all their belongings, and we are cleaning up that debris off of our streets.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.